Madness. Driving in my car. Just gone 8:30, 8:32 it is. And normally we just have one weird beard in the studio, but we've got two this morning. Can't believe it. What have I done to deserve this? We've got Mike O'Keefe. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Alan. You all right?
Yeah, and we've got Matt Givertz. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Alan. Morning, Mike.
How are you both? Are you all right?
All the better for seeing you, Alan. All the better for being here.
Now, you promised last week, Mike, that you'd bring Matt in, and sure enough, he's turned up, and I'm not sure whether he's turned up in his car. Is it on the drive?
No, it's having its suspension done at the moment, in the doctor's.
Now, Matt's one of those people that has to drive a bright-coloured car, and there's some loonies about like that, and you're one of them, Matt, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I suppose so, really. Yeah. I think you might be as well, Alan.
he's taken no time at all to get to know you, has he? Yeah.
Now, this is the only car that I know of that Matt's got that can get woodworm. and it can, in fact, get woodworm, can't it? Has your car got woodworm?
It can. It might have had. I think they've moved out.
but you're going to take quite a big trip with this car. But basically, it's a heap of junk, isn't it? How are you going to manage to get so far? I mean, I think you'd be lucky to get to Biggleswade and back. But where are you planning to go with this car?
Well, this is a very short conversation. I'm actually planning to drive the car from home, which is in Potton.
Yeah.
To Ulaanbaatar, which is the capital of Mongolia, right, and back, because I'm not allowed to leave it there because it's a pile of junk.
You've got to bring it back. That's going to be... Get it back again. Okay.
Have you organised a trailer?
Now this is.
I was thinking about buying another car, cutting it in half, and using that as a trailer. But
you could do, couldn't you?
It's got a tow bar.
Now, Matt, are you a mechanic then? Because obviously you're gonna, seriously, even if it was a decent car, you'd have to do running repairs, wouldn't you? Are you a mechanic? Have you got anything planned here?
No, I've deliberately picked a car that actually is so old that it has very little that can go wrong with it. So I can actually change a hose.
Yeah.
I can change a spark plug.
Yeah.
And I can do all the bits I need to do. Right. And I think if it dies on the way, it gets left as it falls, and that's it.
Right. Now, we should say it's a minor thousand, Morris thousand, isn't it?
A traveller. Yeah.
A traveller, Morris traveller. Good old sturdy old thing. Absolutely. What year was it born in?
1968. And funnily enough, its birthday's the 25th of January, which is 2 days before mine. Although I wasn't born in 68.
No.
It is a lovely looking vehicle.
It is. It's bright yellow, isn't it? And look out for it, because you're going to see it around about Potton and Biggleswade and around about the local area for a little bit. Now, why are you doing this, Matt?
Well, over the new year last year, I went to Norway to see the Northern Lights, which I wanted to see. And I met this guy called Ray Funnell, who is doing the Mongol Rally. Mm-hmm. Which is a rally from London to Ulaanbaatar to raise money for charity. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like a really cool idea. Mm. So
you're raising money for charity. Had you had a few drinks, by the way, when you were thinking?
No, I don't drink.
And that's true.
Really?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't drink.
But I do take recreational drugs.
Oh, well, that's all right then. That's the main thing. Okay.
That's the only reason I can put it down to
LSD, it must be.
Yeah, it must be, mustn't it? Okay.
Especially seeing the colour.
So you're raising money. How much are you hoping to raise in a time? Have you got a target figure?
Well, the round trip is around about 15,000 miles. So I'd like to try and raise £1 for every mile, which is a £15,000 minimum target, really.
Have you got a charity lined up, or are you looking at the moment for people to contact you and say, right, we'd like
to
do a bit of that?
At the moment, what I'm asking people to do is to vote on the website or on the Facebook page and let me know what charity that they would like me to support.
Yeah.
And we'll look at all the votes and we'll either support all the charities or... couple of them that we can.
And we featured this website, didn't we, Mike? Or were we going to this week, last week? Did we do it? We mentioned it last week.
We mentioned it.
Are we featuring it this week?
Yeah. We are indeed.
We're going to talk about it because it's early on. We've still got 25 minutes to pad out and waffle about nothing. So
a normal week then.
Don't know what we're going to do. Let's play a record and we'll be back with Matt and Mike in just a moment. Matt and Mike, that sounds good, doesn't it? Matt and Mike, Mike and Matt.
Don't tell Wolfie.
Melvin and the Blue Notes, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, with me in the studio this morning, Mike O'Keefe, who's normally here with our websites of the week. He has got a website, by the way, in a moment. And Matt Givert, our local... Wow.
Nutcase.
Yeah, that's probably a fairly accurate description.
Yeah.
Now, the car, Matt, it's got a name, hasn't it?
Yes, he's known as Albert.
Oh, it's a man, is it?
Well, my daughter decided to call it Albert because it looked like an Albert. So
it looked like an Albert. Right, that's
don't quite know what an Albert looks like.
No, but it looks like a minor thousand traveller, or
and a yellow one at that.
A yellow one, yeah. Have you got? Oh, what, just before we, what about Albert's Angels? I've heard about Albert's Angels.
Yeah,
Albert's draped over the bonnet or something.
That's right. When I go travelling, I always pick a theme.
Yeah.
And my last big trip was in 2010, and the theme for that was rubbish bins, which was actually very interesting and educational, rubbish bins around the world.
Yes.
But this time, because I've got an actual babe magnet, I thought, well, we might as well do Albert's Angels and see if we can get...
Did you get
as many
few people?
Yes, absolutely. I've got them queuing up.
Oh.
So it's quite good, really.
Do you see the sort of friends I have, Alan?
Yeah, they're queuing up for a picture with Albert.
Absolutely.
So where can we see these?
They're actually on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my Facebook page. It's actually a Facebook group that I've created for Albert's trip.
Right.
And it's called Albert's Mongolian Adventure.
Right, on Facebook.
And you can look at it up on Facebook and you can join and you can enjoy and take part in all the fun.
Yeah.
And let me know what charities you want.
And I'm assuming when you get going, you'll be posting... Have you got one of those phones that you can post pictures?
Yeah, I'm
going
to get one of those, what are they called, spot trackers.
Oh.
And they send back GPS signals, so you can actually track it on Google Maps.
All right, have you heard of those, Mark?
Yeah, they're very good.
Are they?
Very good, yeah.
They've also got a panic button. That's the thing that attracted me to it.
Panic button, you might need that, won't you? Yeah. Have you got another car?
No, I haven't. Albert is my one and only. I'm faithful.
You're faithful to Albert.
You have passed a test, I guess.
Though. Yes, I passed my test some years ago.
Oh, right. Okay, so Albert's your one and only car. Right, okay. So what did you have before Albert, then?
The car that I actually had before Albert was a Nissan 300C.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, actually. It was probably 20 years ago.
So are
actually,
you
maybe even longer.
You haven't been on the road for 20 years, or...
I stopped driving when my mother passed away.
Right.
Because I'm fairly mean and found out how much it costs to insure a car.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I haven't driven since 1997.
Oh, okay. So you bought this minor thousand. I guess that's quite cheap, isn't it? Because they're kind of classic now, aren't they? Cheap to insure.
Yes, it's very cheap to insure, especially when you've got no claims bonus. It's actually not bad at all.
No claims bonus. Oh, wow.
Which I thought was actually very unfair. I hadn't driven for 17 years, so I didn't have a claim,
then?
Did I?
No, they didn't carry it forward then.
I actually didn't have one before I stopped driving either.
His mum's insurance, obviously.
Yeah, so I've never had my own insurance.
You've never had your own insurance?
No, I've always either been named driver or company car.
Yeah,
he's 21 years old.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah, like you, isn't he? Now, there's something rather strange here, because driving in the car with your wife beside you is probably one thing, but driving in the car with your ex-wife next to you, now how's that going to work out then?
Should be interesting.
She's going to be the navigator, isn't she?
She's going to be a co-driver, yes. She's going to have navigate and co-drive.
You're going to let her drive your car, Albert?
Oh. If she can.
Oh.
Well, you know, I need a rest every so often.
Yeah. Okay, so you'll be kipping in the back.
I'm not sure there'll be enough room to kip in the back. We'll be camping a lot of the way.
Yes.
But, yeah, she seems to be very keen for it. There don't seem to be very many other takers for the role of co-driver.
Oh, so
my daughters don't think we'll get to Dover, but we'll give it a shot.
Well, you just drove to Royal Leamington Spa, didn't you, to have the some work done on the car?
So. Yeah, not with my ex-wife, though. I don't think there's a doubt about the car doing it. I think it's about the two people in the car.
So do you think there might be a few arguments then?
No.
I should have turned left. No, it was right there.
You could just imagine the trailer to this. If this turned into a film, an old car, a traveller, Mongolia, a man and a beast of a car, and his ex-wife.
two left, one returned.
Yeah, which one's going to return? Yeah. Okay, back with
actually,
Matt.
And, I might use that strap line.
And Mike in a moment. I'll try and control them in the studio.
When this happens, you can rely on Shannon Motors to get you back on the road quick. Whether it's a routine service, MOT testing, electronic diagnosis, air conditioning, or a new set of tyres, Shannon Motors has it covered. And if you can't come to us, that's no problem, as we can collect and return locally from your home or work, and a free courtesy car is available. Shannon Motors, servicing all your car and light commercial needs. Pop into our workshop at Unit 18 Shannon Place. That's off Station Road, Potton. Or call 01767 260 598. Shannon Motors. We won't let you down.
Great sounds of yesterday and the best of today. 104.8 Biggles FM.
14 minutes to 9 o'clock. Don't forget, in the last hour between 9 and 10 today, it's songs linked to dancing. I know we did that yesterday, but there was a lot of requests that we didn't get round to. So we're going to carry on, and I'll hold... those requests I didn't play yesterday, I'll try and play today. I think I've got them written down. Now, Matt Givertz is here with me, along with Mike O'Keefe. And Matt, do you work? Have you got a job?
I have.
What do you do?
Well, I actually work for...
He's making this up, isn't he?
I'm trying to make it sound really interesting, but it's not. I'm an IT consultant. It's nearly as bad as being an accountant.
But an IT consultant?
Yes, so I do work.
Oh, right, so it's a techie job then, is it?
No, my role is... it is consultancy. I get involved in... designing and building data centres for government departments. Oh. So there you go.
What can you say about that then?
Enough of that then.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, that's a conversation killer, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Right, okay. So obviously you're going to have some time off from work. How long is this trip going to take altogether, round trip there and back?
Well, there's a good question. I think if I'm going to do something like that, I want to see things on the way, so... Yeah. It's going to be pretty open-ended, but then again, of course, going with your ex-wife might speed things up a little bit.
Well, it's possible.
I reckon the quickest I could probably do it in that car would probably be 2 or 3 months. But
2 or 3 months?
Well, at 30 mile an hour, you're not going to get...
Okay, so...
Google Maps does say it's about 182 hours solid driving, but yeah. I think the hills might screw you up on that when you're going up them in second.
Possibly, yeah. Or reverse, you might have to back up them, might you?
More power.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that.
Right, to back up them. Okay, so your firm then, are you self-employed?
I'm self-employed.
Oh, so you've obviously got the time off. And
I'm just going to take the time off.
Yeah, so, okay. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Just out of interest, Matt, just to get people in... How old are you?
Well...
Go on, Matt.
Tell us the truth.
I'll tell you the truth on the proviso that you...
won't tell anyone.
No. I'll tell you how old I am on the proviso you play the oldest swinger in town.
Oh, my.
Which actually tells you exactly how old I am.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if I got it. Oldest... okay.
There's a very famous line in that.
Because we need to get an idea. Oldest swinger... Oh, yeah, I've got it. Fred Wedlock. Let's listen to that, then. So, your age is in this song, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's listen.
When you score with a chick in a disco bar, take her home in your hairy little car, then you find you went to school with her mom. Pa, you're the oldest swinger in town. When you won't look in a mirror in the light of day, swear you dyed it when your hair turns grey. When you zip up your Wranglers and your belly's in the way, you're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come and there you go, white wheels and a stereo, but the engine's clapped and the driver also is the oldest swinger in town. When your barber takes a little less time each week, the kids don't understand a word you speak. When you walk into a disco and they offer you a seat, you're the oldest swinger in town. You prefer a pint of mild to Bacardi and Coke. The sounds are too loud and there's too much smoke. You'd like another dance, but you're scared you'll have a stroke. You're the oldest swinger in town.
Here you come with your chest all bare, a little gold ingot and a lot of gold hair. Like the disco king meets Yogi Bear, you're the oldest swinger in town. When you're feeling as stiff as a skinhead's boot, rub on Vic where you used to splash brute. And the latest punk fashion is your wedding suit, you're the oldest swinger in town. When you have to go shopping for your sex appeal, Travolta shades and 9-inch heels, you say a man is just as old as the woman he feels, you're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come with your lips closed tight, you never smile, you know it wouldn't look right, 'cause your dentures glow in ultraviolet light, you're the oldest swinger in town.
There we are, Fred Wedlock, and you heard him say 47 there, didn't you?
Yeah, and the VAT.
Plus 20%. Yeah. Well, Mike, you sort of were summing this up a few minutes ago, weren't you? Going all that distance in a heap of junk with your ex-wife. Sounds like a disaster, doesn't it?
The whole list of things. Not driven for near on 20 years. Yeah.
No insurance, no tax. Oh, you don't need any tax, do you?
No, you don't need tax on those vehicles.
Never had a vehicle of his own, so not got any no claims discount with the insurance company.
Yeah.
Going away on a driving holiday for 2 to 3 months, possibly longer.
Yeah.
But the key on all this is with his ex-wife.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it's brilliant.
And it's going to work. We can see that it's going to work. And we're of course, wishing you best luck with this. Now,
you're
looking for people to get in touch and chivvy you along, too. So, Mike, you've got all the contact the website that you're going to feature now. And do have a look on these websites and Facebook and chivvy Matt along. And what's it, we should mention your ex-wife, shouldn't we? What's her name? Can you remember?
Mrs. Givertz.
No, come on. What's her real name?
Her name's Sarah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Right, okay.
I think it's, yeah, Sarah.
Sarah.
Don't forget you're in a car for 2 to 3 months. I'd be very careful.
Oh, you'll have those things across the windscreen, won't you? Matt and Sarah.
Sarah and Matt. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant idea.
Yeah,
what a superb idea.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. Yeah,
I think he would as well.
I think you can still get them from Halfords, can't you?
Well, you only need the letters. I'll do that.
Okay, right.
Shall I do the actually, I'm going to set a challenge. I think this is such a good idea, and it's a very noble project you're doing, Matt, by trying to raise money for every mile you do. So I'll give you my pound now, and but you're hoping to raise around £15,000. So what I'm going to say is, come on, Biggles FM listeners, let's get everyone involved and help Matt out here. He's trying to think of ideas for charities that he can support, he can help. And if you go to Albert's Mongolian Adventure on Facebook, it's a group on Facebook, so just go to Facebook, search Albert's Mongolian Adventure, and it will come up and you'll see the sort of character that Matt is, because you'll see all the sort of photographs and the little stories and anecdotes that he's put onto the Facebook page. He's got a little story as to what's going to happen. And
hasn't got one of me in my coat.
No, and that coat's famous. Matt's coat is famous.
What's this coat then? What's that, Matt? What's that all about?
It's a style icon that I have.
Not a Crombie coat, is it?
No. It's
chalk cheese.
I don't know how to describe it. I can only say that it's, I find it very hard to find things to match with it.
Let's say every colour goes.
Oh. Well, actually, not it doesn't.
Not like Joseph. Is it like that? We've got to have a look at this then.
Oh, yeah. And if they go to Albert's Mongolian Adventure, they'll scroll down and they'll find what charity to support. Yeah. And you can vote as to what charity you think Matt should be supporting, or you can let Matt know about other charities that you think should be considered. And it'd be great if we could get some people sort of joining in and going onto the Facebook page and helping us out while we're on air. But there's also links there to his blog as well, so his website. So if you like the Albert's Mongolian Adventure page, while Matt's away, while he's going through all these very, very up-to-date modern places that he's going to be visiting.
Yeah.
Wherever possible, he'll be updating us on what's gone wrong with the car and how the relationship...
what's gone wrong with the relationship?
The relationship.
Yeah, the car's not broken fine. Down.
No. I think you're being very cynical here.
The car, no, I say the car's not broken down, but the relationship...
Yeah.
Well, not really. I mean, she can get out any time she wants.
Yeah, I was inclined to... play that song, Things Can Only Get Better.
That's what's going to be said at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be said at the end. But it's a fantastic thing. So, Albert's Mongolian Adventure.
Yeah, I should say that if you could join the group, you can vote on it. If you don't want to vote on the group by joining, you can vote on my blog site as well.
Yeah.
So, which there's a link for... from.
Which is a link. There's a link on there, I think.
Yeah, which is Albert the Mongolian... Mongolian story, is it? Hold on, let me go to it. There we go. No, sorry, it's Matt Gewirtz does 60.blogspot.co.uk. So that's Matt, M-A-T-T, Gewirtz, G-I-V-E-R-T-Z, does 60, and it's the number 60,
yeah.
.blogspot.co.uk. And then you'll see the, you'll see Albert in... Excellent. All her glory, or his glory.
Do support Matt, because he's no spring chicken. He needs all the support you can give him.
See, come here, you get quality insults.
Fantastic.
Pete the Greek is always sending off lovely comments over Facebook to us. He's on our case every week. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Matt, thanks ever so much for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
We do wish you well, and I hope... Mike, you're going to put these websites and Facebook links on our Facebook page.
I will,
so
you
can check those out and find out about more about Matt and follow him, because it's a great thing he's going to do there. And don't forget all that time he's giving up. He's self-employed, so you won't get paid. You can't claim anything, can you?
I can't claim anything, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
And see how we get on.
Excellent stuff. Mike, thank you for coming in too.
Pleasure. Easy week this week.
Yeah, I know, it was easy for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll save a few insults for you next week.
Walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. And be an angel too. But maybe... you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you. Singing in our things can only get better. Can only get better. If we see it through, that means me and I mean you too. So teach me how to think. Can only get better.